guess my style was just never to sit. I'm
and it still isn't for
does,
Alma Wheeler Smith. The veteran politician retired from politics in 2010, but she continues to serve on many boards, including the Regional Transit Authority and the Michigan Campaign Finance Network.
I just can't stay out of the mix.
Alma graduated from the University of Michigan with a journalism degree, but politics is in her blood. Her father, Albert Wheeler, was Ann Arbor's first African-American mayor. After working 9 years at the University of Michigan's Television Center, she made the leap into politics as a staffer with then-Democratic State Senator Lana Pollack in 1990.
Lana Pollack was an amazing elected official, one of the first women in the Michigan legislature, definitely in the Michigan Senate. And Lana made it her goal to make sure that women learned the political process, ran for office.
The mother of three believes women still face challenges in politics, but change needs to come from more than just men.
I think women have to change. The people who want to run for office are the ones who have to change. They have to say, well, you know, I have a husband and he is equally responsible for the children, and he has agreed that, you know, when I'm working and he's available, he's got the kids. We have to not let that be a guilt point for us as women. We are working to better the community, to better our children's opportunities.
After Pollack left the state senate, Alma decided she would run for the 18th district seat to represent Ann Arbor. She won and served 8 years until she reached her term limit. Alma went on to serve Washtenaw County as the 54th district representative for 6 years. There, like at the state senate, she focused on issues such as the environment, education, and health care. Conan Smith, who is the Washtenaw County Commissioner and Alma's son, remembers his mother's passion for her work.
My mom would come to pick us up at school, and she would inevitably be engaged in conversations with other parents for 30 minutes or an hour, and we would sit there impatiently tapping our toes, ready to go home as she took on someone's issue, helped someone's child get access to the support that they needed from the school. It was, as a young person, mostly annoying. But I'll tell you, as an adult, I started to really recognize how remarkable that is. One of the things that I try to emulate the most in my mom's leadership is her sort of natural inclination to listen.
Alma supports the new women's rights movement that's taking place at the national level, including right here in Washtenaw County. She encourages women to run for office, but believes we would see more women running if an independent commission and not the Michigan legislature would decide how the districts are drawn.
If women felt they had a real opportunity to run with the issues and the perspective on the issues that they hold and have a chance to win, you might see more women running. But when the district is cast in a truly conservative, kind of right wing, I think you have trouble finding women who really honestly hold that perspective.
There's a good chance that if Michigan didn't have term limits, Alma Wheeler Smith would still be running for office at the state level. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.